There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. How have I forgotten the words immediately?
Not this.
No, wait, no, I can work this out. Although the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true. But there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eyes, press against them when we dance, make them think they stand a chance, and refuse to see it through. That's a thing I'd never do.
Are you okay?
I could hurt someone like me out of spite or jealousy. I don't steal and I don't lie, but I can feel and I can cry. A fact I bet you never knew.
You're listening to the sweet, sweet sounds of Dan.
But to cry in front of you.
Is there more?
That's the worst thing I could do. If you'd like to send flowers, my P.O. box is 21060.
In my 3 years of doing this podcast, I have never waited 1 minute and 47 seconds of my life until now.
You didn't like that one? You didn't like that one?
No, no. I mean, you can have it. You can have it, but I don't see, I don't know, Mystic Meg doesn't see a recording contract in your future, but thanks for sharing a beautiful song.
Are you not a big Stockard Channing fan?
No, it's cute, it's cute.
You don't like a little bit of grease every now and then? Well, all I know is I blessed both you and the listeners with that
grease
one.
Grease is probably my least favorite film to watch ever in my entire life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. It just doesn't get me. I don't know why.
My friend surprised me with a trip to like the Grease Secret Cinema.
Oh,
because me and my friend Sam once watched the live version of Grease and fell in love with one of the guys who just had this like beautiful singing voice. And we just fell in love. And so we went to go to this. It was the strangest thing. Really? Everybody. Yeah, because so they set it up. It's like outside and they set it up like you're at the high school. But like outside. But everybody who's involved in this, all of the actors are so incredibly committed and scary. They come up to you. They ask you to do things. I was like, I went to order a drink because I turned to Ellie and I was like, I'm going to need. We went out the night before, so we're all feeling a little rough. And I said, I'm going to need a drink to get through this. Let's go to the bar. The bartender spoke to me in a 50s Americana accent.
Oh, my God. That's
I was like, no, you don't need to be in it. Because this is a high school. They weren't serving drinks.
Yeah. Nobody got ID.
Exactly. So, like, we don't have to maintain the disbelief with you. Be a human. Be a human.
Yeah.
And we watched the movie.
That sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. And there are two songs in that movie that actually people go up for. It's not the one you want. It's not any of the things. It is Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Yeah, I know that one.
The girls will, like, they give you a show. And then There Are Worse Things I Could Do. The girls who love There Are Worse Things I Can Do are the ones who were getting in trouble at school,
mm-hmm.
the ones who love to dye their hair pink or jet black. Mm-hmm. They love that song.
Yes.
That is a song for them. Women in their 40s who are still mad about something that happened when they were 26, they love that song. Anyway.
Not this. Not Hello. This. Hello. It's nice to be back, isn't it?
Yeah. Hi, guys. You listen to Loud Brown Gays. I'm Dan James. Joined again. He's back. And he's basically going to tell us all about his travels because I'm getting all my talking done in the first 5 minutes. My throat has been fucked for a week. Sorry about no episode last week. But I thought I can't talk and Nick's not here. It might be a bit strange to get two guest hosts in for one episode. So we just leave it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been able to talk for like a week. I've got my voice back now, but I'm not risking it.
No, I'm getting ill. So we love that for us.
Yeah. And so you're putting the risk in now.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it. You listen to Loud Brown Gays. I'm Dan James. Nick, over to you. Solo show, 25 minutes. Enjoy.
No. You know what? I know today we were going to talk about my holidays, but I need to get loud in a second, but I'll first tell you about my holidays. I'm going to say this. In my little Europe trip that I enjoyed the last couple of weeks, I always thought of the idea of traveling solo was never something I might enjoy. I think, oh, traveling solo is very weird, and having to live out of a backpack for a couple of weeks and live in a hostel. I was like, this is not a fantasy I ever dream about. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And it probably was the most enlightening thing I've ever done in my life. I feel a little more grown up, and I've realized that I've really enjoyed my own company in those days I was away. Cool. And apart from all the sex that I did have, because I had a lot of those, I was on my eat, pray, love, and fuck journey. That's what I was doing.
Are you saying that, Teddy?
Oh, not this. Not this, Dan.
My titties, I can, like, squeeze them.
Listeners, if you didn't know, Dan goes to the gym. If you didn't know, she's trained by Seb.
But look, that is, like, rising. That's, like, full... Ooh. Sorry. Yes. Eat, pray, love, fuck. Take us through day by day. What was your itinerary? What were you doing?
I don't know. I was just having a good time.
Okay, and let's start with the day you flew out. Where did you land? Tell us the story of the holiday.
Day one, I was in Madeira in Portugal, which is a beautiful island, which is not on the mainland, which is really, really nice. I was staying in this really nice hotel, nice view on a mountain, really beautiful. And I was like, let me, because I am very much different to other people. I am very much like, I will download the Orange Demon on holiday, not local. Don't know why, that's just me. I like to explore the city. And because Manchester, where I live, is a very small town, it ain't much exploring because the range ain't diverse at all. So I was like, let me get the Orange Demon.
And what there is to explore has been explored.
Exactly. Who done broke out the back? Who took all of the blow the back out, like Doja said? It's done, capiche. So I want to broaden my horizon. And I'm very much in a person that believe in eating local. Amen.
Yeah. When on holiday, do as the locals do.
Correct.
Do who the locals do.
Do all the locals. And I have to admit that Portuguese men or men who live abroad are so open to being honest and saying, hey, listen, I think you're cute. I think let's go for a drink and let's go fuck after. I love the directness. I really do not like people to have that conversation where we have to build up conversation. No, I don't want to chase. If you don't want to fuck, if you want to have a drink, let's do it. I'm okay with that. I don't mind with the whole. No. Anyway, so I met this guy from Nicaragua, which is mild.
How you saying that?
Nicaragua. 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 Anyway,
you are half Spanish.
I know,
and that is how you pronounce the name of Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
No, different. It's got no different letter. It's N I C. You're saying N I G.
Nicaragua. Anyway, so I met this guy. He was traveling as well. He was traveling solo, and I realized something across my traveling stuff while I was in Madeira. A lot of the good-looking single boys are all digital nomads, which basically means you work from home and you eventually just have like a working holiday. You just work wherever you could find a spot and you have your laptop. Like that's the thing now, working digital nomads, and that's loads of them out there. And Madeira only has one gay bar that opens at midnight. And it literally is like a fucking chicken coop. Like, you get in and it's like 12 man to a wall. It's deep. And you're like, it's like, girl, what is this? But let me tell you something.
I love chicken coop clubbing.
Oh my God, the sweaty walls? Give it to me all day.
Sweaty walls, you've only got one place to go. Everyone's going to have to go there.
There's one toilet, one bar, the smallest DJ booth. And Everybody was hanging on the outside. It felt like a house party. You know, everyone is stuck in the kitchen, and that vibe was immaculate for me.
This is why I told you we need to go to a place like Leicester, where they've got like one gay bar.
Yes, and
they're good times.
You had really good times. And let me tell you something. I went to an afters because I can't go on holiday and not go to an afters, because why the fuck not? And let me tell you something. From the bartender to the security was at this after party. And let me tell you something. I did not get back to my hotel until the Sunday. I missed my flight because of this after party. We'll get into that some other time.
Nicholas.
We'll get into that some other time.
We get into it right now.
So I was meant to be in Madeira for only 48 hours, and then my main flight to Lisbon was on Monday. Sadly, I was very involved in the takings of the afters, and I when I blinked and realized it was my flight to Lisbon was at 4:30 a.m. on Monday morning, whereas I had 4:30 Monday morning at the after party that I was there from since Saturday night. And you know what? The normal me wouldn't be doing this, but I am on holiday. And time is of the essence.
We know. The girls know that when you're on holiday, you are not the person you are at home.
Of course not.
London Dan is left at Stansted, Heathrow. If I'm going somewhere terrible, Luton. He's left there. We pick him up when we land. Holiday Dan, different person.
I have to admit, the afters I have been to in Madeira is nothing compared to an afters I've ever been in my life in the UK. Whatever happens at the afters, I'm going to tell you, figure it out. But let me tell you something. The girls on that island with those men know that there's nothing running out. Alcohol is flowing. The good times are going. The girls are having karaoke here and there. We're sleeping. We're eating. It's a nice vibe. Dan, I cannot tell you how I have never partied like that in my life before.
It sounds like you were turning it up.
I turned it up. And I have to admit, though, like, there's nothing worse than... Let me reverse that statement. It is nice being the innocent bystander and watching someone else be the bottom bitch all night. It's cute. It's cute. It's cute. That's what I'm going to say.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I realize in doing this trip, I become a bit of a spectator. I might dibble dabble, but I like to watch. It's nice.
You like to watch, or you're in a position where watching is just required of you?
All right. It felt like I was at an art gallery at times. The girls will sip their wines, have a drink, and they'll watch the view and enjoy. And it's nice.
Yeah, sometimes when it's just kind of happening in front of you and you're like, well, this is interesting.
Yes, exactly. And I would say this, the girls were conversing while these things was happening and was like, no big deal. And I was like, this is different. This is nice.
The way I think about it is like, my level of enjoyment for this type of thing is like, I'm not going to pay to do it, right?
No, absolutely.
I'm not going to pay to go see the show and just pull up a chair and to watch you get your life, get your back blown out. I'm not going to pay for it. But
this girl was living her best life, by the way.
Sure she was.
She was living.
And she had digital nomads. She had tourists. She had the Madeira locals.
Honey, you know, pass the parcel. Yeah. The parcel.
Pass around party bottoms are a very important role in the society.
Very important. Very important. Very important.
You make everyone feel good. You make everyone feel comfortable.
And let me tell you something. I kept that girl hydrated. I was asking, do you need a drink? Do you need some water? Because you have to keep the girls hydrated.
We need to think about this, though, because me and you do exactly the same thing at these things, is we become the maid.
We become Nils Joy.
We sign up to become help. Okay.
Right.
And Octavia Spencer did not shit in that pie. Go around at the afters, serving people drinks and making sure everyone's hydrated.
Right.
Okay.
That was my role, and I was happy.
Sometimes you happy about it. Like, we can be happy, but it's not everyday help.
No.
Can't be. Sometimes I want to talk to a cute boy and see if we can get something a little aside. Okay. That's what I want to be doing. I don't want to be organizing for where people's lost charges are. That's exactly your charger. Find it yourself.
Exactly. And it was just lovely. I had a lovely time. And the boys, I'm now in a group chat with the boys, and they are all very loving. There's like, you know, it's like, and even though some of them can't speak a word of English, they really did try. Like, it was, there was a time during the escapade where we literally was across the room copying each other's, like, Google Translate and sending each other messages because we couldn't understand each other. And it worked. It worked. Google Translate helped the girls get what needs to be done. So that was day number. That was day 1 to 3 out of my first trip. I then made it to Marseille in France. Marseille.
Masha.
Now, let me tell you why. Because, sadly, in Madeira, the direct flight to Lisbon is 200 euros. Me paying that? Absolutely fucking not. I will pay the £80 and go through France, which I did. Now, during France, I had to stay in a hostel because I couldn't find anywhere to stay. And I was like, maybe it's time to open the Orange Demon again.
Because Danielle, you haven't been through enough.
Because I have not been through, because clearly I am on a path of self-discovery, not destruction. Anyway, because I am what? Rejuvenated. I am on my holidays and life is, time does not matter to me. Anyway, I am literally, now during this time, right? No, during this time, literally, I was like, so I opened the Orange Demon. I'm like in my bed on, like in my hostel, like, oh God, I need to stay here now. I am really not comfortable in this set hustle because one, it's a rough part of this fucking place in France. Secondly, like there are mosquitoes are devouring me. And thirdly, there's someone in my like hostel that literally has sleep paralysis. So he's talking all night. And I'm like, God, I need to get out of here. Now, lo and behold, on the Orange Demon, somebody realized, ooh, fresh meat for the grinder. Someone realized that this boy, but also in my profile.
Girl, not the grinder.
Oh, not the grinder. Now, I put myself on the app and said, I am traveling. As you know, that's what you're doing. Right. So I was like, okay, well, this is fine. Let me jump on the Orange Demon. And I got a message from this guy. And he was actually quite close. He's like, what's a boy like you doing in a hostel? And I was like, well, la da da da. Dan, who tell me in my goddamn mind that it was a great idea to just up and take myself to said place? Danielle.
Tell French, the bathroom.
French men. Unhung penises are not my forte, but let me tell you something. In my 30-something years on this God planet Earth, I have never had my back blown out as much as I did by a French man. Okay. To the point where I was like, I'm gonna need some, like, you know, ibuprofen cream for this hole because mama.
That flight to Lisbon tomorrow mama, is gonna be uncomfortable.
Mama, I literally had, no, said person had a bath in their house. And I was like, Daniel, I literally sank in that bath. Remember that video for Britney Spears? Every time when she's like, you know, in the bath about to like die or some shit like that.
Yes.
This is me. And I'm just there like thinking, this is a choice, Nick Charles. You really think your ass is some kind of big pussy that you could just go out here and be taking dick like it's no big deal.
You went on holiday mode and you were like, it's not asshole anymore. I got a functional pussy.
Listen,
I can take whatever the girls can take. Correct. Give it to me.
And I'm thinking, yeah, I could do this. That I could not. But I tried. I give it a go. Was I in ruins the next day? Yes. Was I proud of myself? Abso-fucking-lutely. Would I do this again? No.
But the key thing is you did it then.
I did it then. And on this planet Earth of Manchester, I ain't doing it for nobody. So if you listen to this podcast and think you're going to blow my blackout, you're wrong. It was a one-off. International holes only. Correct.
You do say that. But come, you've been back home a week or two, you're thinking about your time and you're like, maybe you should just try it with, like, maybe someone's got, like, a similar vibe to the Marseille man. And, like, maybe I should just try it.
So, that's that. And I now have to get my... That's that. So, then I have to get my way to Lisbon. So, I... Oh, I don't even know. I can't believe I'm going to talk. I'm going to say it on this podcast. I'll say it anyway.
Come on, destroy your career.
Daniel, I decided maybe I could just have one more little thing before I leave. Daniel, not me, got my dick sucked in an airport at 7:30 on a morning. Uh-huh. And I just got my black blood out 2 hours ago. What is going on with me? Why is it that I'm in my horniest when I'm on holiday?
It's the holiday. It does it. The minute you get through security, it happens. Let me tell you just quick interlude, right? You remember when I was trapped in Madrid airport for 8 hours?
Yes.
Waiting to get back, okay?
I remember this.
There's this one guy I was chatting to, and he was so adamant that we needed to go into this bathroom and fall around. He was pushing it. The only thing that stopped him was that there were literal doors that he could not get through because he was in a different part of the airport. And he was like, well, what if we both think, and then we could just like chat to the security and they can let us back through. Da, da, da. And I was like, so my flight has already been canceled. I'm waiting for the next one. Okay. If you think I'm going to risk my boarding call to go to the bathroom and play with your pussy, you better calm down.
I mean, I would like to, if you want on the sentence.
You better find someone in section C where your ass is. Okay. I can see all 12 of us who are still stuck in this airport, okay? Mm. Some of them got to be available. Mm. You leave me alone to watch Shadow and Bone, one of the worst TV shows I have ever committed 8 hours of my life to.
No, I'm telling you, the holiday horn is real. I was like, I am on a brand new vision. So that happened. And I'm like, okay, Nick, right. I'm thinking, right, I'm done. That's it. Like, there's no more. My body, I know I could reproduce real quick, but my body ain't doing this.
You ain't Wolverine.
Danielle. I have now touched down in Lisbon Airport. And I was like, fine, I ain't going to do nothing. Not going out. And then I remember that one of my friends from Newcastle is here because his boat has arrived.
Okay.
Now, if you listen to this podcast, I'm very sorry I'm telling you the story. But I'm not going to name you, so it's fine. Anyway, so I decided. So he was like, hey, I'm in Lisbon. Let's meet up, yada, yada, yada. I was like, okay, great. So I check into my hostel. It's fine. I'm chilling, whatever. So he was like, so we did a bit of sightseeing, had a bit of... Now, have you been to Lisbon and been to Portugal?
I've been to Porto, but not Lisbon.
Superbok is the best beer I've ever had in my life. If you've never had Superbok, it's amazing. It's one of the best beers over there. So we went to that drink, and he was like, let's go to the gay bars, whatever. And I was like, yeah, fine. Gay bars open until 12. I was like, no, it's too late, whatever. So we were like, maybe we just need some, you know, some party snacks.
Yep. Carry on.
Yeah, party snacks. You know, you can't have a party without snacks.
I know. Anyway. It's not a party without party rings.
Correct. So during dinner, I said, I forget how much I used to fancy you. And they turned to me, I was like, well, I still fancy you. And I was like, oh, God. Well then, yeah, this is going to end in tears. Daniel,
I'm sorry. Just interjecting real quick. I don't know what you thought you were doing, and you didn't think that this was going to happen. This man's boat pulled up into Lisbon. You like message him. This guy you used to have a crush on back in the Newcastle days, and yeah. You were like, "Do you know what we'll do? We could go out for some beers." And I'm just going to like subtly drop. Oh yeah, you know, I used to always think you were really cute.
No, but it's not that, because I thought he had friend zoned me for a long time. That's why. So I kind of like
on holiday is the only time that you will accidentally end up fucking your best mate, and then you get back on this island. Never happened.
Dan, can you tell me why we were having food in a restaurant, and when we went to get a bill, we suck each other off
in the bathroom?
In the bathroom of this micro mini restaurant with literally 12 people in there, and the bathroom is in eyesight of everyone. Daniel, how do you tell me? How I think in my age, and I did not think this through. I didn't care. I'm not gonna lie, for the first time in a long time, my dick tink for me, and I didn't give a fuck.
I feel like your dick took this holiday and just dragged you along for the ride.
Daniel, I have never been so comfortable in being publicly having a fondle like that in a restaurant in broad daylight.
Surely this was nighttime.
Sure, it was 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's why you didn't go to the gay bars, because it was too early.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Now, why is this literally in the... Now, Dan, keep in mind, this was this restaurant I have been having my dinner in for the past couple of days, because it's like my local for the next couple of days, because next to my hostel. Tell me why I couldn't go there for the rest of the week, for the rest of the trip.
Because you were ashamed.
I was ashamed, but in that moment, I was happy. Listen, the floor needed some mopping. I just came to drop the bleach. That's all I'm going to say.
I hate what you just said. Okay, right. Take us to the end.
Anyway. But before...
Let's get back on home soil.
Now, before I left Lisbon, there is a statement that Dan have said very much happens. There's a thing called being Greek waited. It's where you meet someone on holiday and you're like, yes, this is incredible. This is amazing.
This is the one. I love him. I'm going to move to Athens to be with him. No, you ain't, girl.
And
stop lying.
Every single, whether it be gay, straight, bi, transgender, they, them, everybody in their lifetime has felt that way about someone they have met on a holiday. It is
absolutely.
It is absolutely. Ugh. It's very. It's a thing. And let
I
me
should
tell
message
you something.
Juan.
It's lovely. For what it was lovely. But now I am back on home soil and I am back to. Why is the menu in this country so bland? The men in this country are boring.
I'm just going to let the silence speak there.
I'm... How is it that the men abroad are so like, on the ball, but the men here,
Seasoned
chicken
does?
Legs.
Do you know what this country does? Is it presents you with, I'm going to say, 12 men who you are looking at and you are like, God damn, you are a good man. You're cute. You got, like, a great personality. We get along really well. And then they present you those 12 men throughout your lifetime. And then they also present you each of those 12 men's boyfriend. Mm. Or sometimes they're like thruple that they're in. Mm-hmm, or they present you with, oh, this good man lives in Leeds and you live in London. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you get 12 chances at a man, but life, this country, has already told you can't have any of those chances. But what you can have is this cavalcade of nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to spend your days stressed and worried and ripping your hair out, we got hundreds of options for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried Dave? He hasn't ruined anyone's life in the last 6 minutes. He's bored. That's what this country does in its selection of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know to who I am a nightmare and to who I'm one of the 12. Because I can't be anybody's 12. I am so available.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dealing with it anymore. Anyway, you back.
I'm done. I'm back on British soil about to...
Did you do any sightseeing?
I did go around Lisbon. It was beautiful. I did go to a little sightseeing. It's crazy. I haven't even shared my reels yet, to be fair. But I just, you know what? This holiday wasn't about taking pictures. I post here and there, but I was just enjoying life too much to even care.
Yeah, it was about switching off. It was just like not taking any time.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. But thank you for everyone who held down the show. Seb did very well, as per usual.
Yeah, Seb's always cute. Great to have it. Well, I think you can close the show now. That was a really nice retelling of the story and great to have you back.
Oh, I know.
We'll kick off some chaos next week, but
I know.
We enjoyed that.
Well, thank you so much for listening half an hour of me and Dan sharing, well, me mostly sharing my holiday. And if you're listening, do like me. Book that fucking flight and go fuck that boy. Do it.
Absolutely. Don't stay on this
book
island.
Book that flight. Get out of here.
You'll get your back blown out by a man in Marseille.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Doja really said, when Doja said, I really took that whole dick and blow my black out, she was right. I felt that. Also, that album is really good. Miss Doja came good. Have you not listened to it? Wow. You really said, fuck Doja, huh?
I'll listen soon.
Well, at least, true. But at least we're not watching the husbands fight like Miss Petty and Cardi's husband. We'll talk about that next week. Not that mess.
Oh my God, the girls.
The girls.